This is the third time this family business has been targeted in a number of months, and it's a hugely difficult time for the family, given that Mrs. Hampton just lost her husband in January and then has suffered three break-ins. The first one, there was £8,000 worth of damage caused. The second, I'm not sure of the amount, but last night they managed to get away with £13,500 in cash after breaking into the safe.
And this is indeed someone's livelihood, and I'm sure the £13,000 could maybe have been the week's worth takings.
Absolutely. Mrs. Hampton's very, very, very distressed. I was speaking with her on the phone earlier. I can't believe that this has happened for the third time, and I honestly can't believe it myself. If there's a connection between each of the burglaries or if they're not. But either way, there needs to be a serious approach taken by the PSNI in relation to the wider Newport Stewart area, because there's been a number of serious incidents over the last number of months that have gave residents and business owners great concern for the safety of their premises and the public generally in relation to some of the peer review that's been going on locally. But I certainly spoke to the owner of the bar today, and she is very, very distressed. I cannot believe this happened again. Somehow these people have managed to bypass the alarm system and have broken into a safe. So they've managed to take the door off quite a significant safe. So these are people that are damagers. These are people that have carefully planned this, knew what they were doing, clearly are watching the premises. And I would send an urgent message out to the many business owners in the wider area to be very careful about keeping large amounts of cash in their premises, also to ensure that their buildings are as secured as humanly possible and to watch for any strange behaviour. But I've been meeting with PSNI this week in relation to some of the behaviour and some of the ongoings at Newton Stewart. But it is a very, very difficult situation to take in, given that this is the third time that this family business that's been operating for over 25 years has been targeted in a very short period of months, particularly when they're suffering the loss of the father of the house as well at the same time.